been. I'm not even gonna try and take credit. Like, I went and got Dr. Dre. He called us one day. His people called and was like, yo, Dre's in love with the record. He's about to jump on it. I was like, yeah, right. And then during last year, Caravana, we were having a dinner on the Saturday, and they're like, yo, they're gonna call you from the studio and play you the Dre verse. I was like, for real? So I remember I was at dinner, and it's like I could halfway hear it, but I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, Dre actually jumped on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to tell you the honest truth, the only reason why it wasn't an official, like, legit all the way single with video and all that stuff is it kind of came at an untimely time. You know what I'm saying? Like, his son passed, and then, you know, all the complications with detox and all the rest of that good stuff. So we kind of had to put it on pause indefinitely. You know what I mean? But I don't know. He was having a little bit of issues within his camp, because there's been a few Dre songs that have kind of leaked out, you know what I mean? And, you know, stuff happens, but yeah, it is a real, you know what I mean? It's a real song. Some people are like, yo, is that like a splice tune, or is like that a real joint? But nah, that's a real joint. I've been chilling with it since August. Yeah. But that's an honor, though, yo. Like, yeah, you can only imagine, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, people been waiting on Dre, and it's like, you know, they contacted me and they're like, yo, Dre's such a fan. And they were like, he, you know, of the joint, like, he just absolutely loved it. And they were saying that would have been the first perfect look for Dre to come out.
Now, shout out to Morgan, your manager.
Yeah.
Now, he's worth his salt. He's a good manager.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get you the details out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to laugh, but that's
the same.
Yo, the Detox album right now is like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, does it really exist?
The Holy Grail.
Is it ever gonna come out?
It's the thing.
It's
Lord the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So who am I? What am I, Smeagol? Like, I mean, yo, first of all, if the Detox, just as a fan, when the Detox album comes out, it's gonna be, I think, the most anticipated hip hop album in history. Because what is it, like 9 years in the making now?
Yo, he needs to try and get a sound effect on that.
I know, right? Just a random shot.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to my
you
man.
Get publishing for
that. I know. Yeah. Shout out to Bishop Lamont, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I was talking to him and he's like, man, Cardi, it's coming one day. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully 2009 is the year.